So I have been wanting to talk to you guys about this two particular subjects today for a very long time. And God told me to hold off until it was the right time. And then I said to my mum a few weeks ago, I said, I need to talk at church about forgiveness, which is a really big thing, is to forgive. And I'm going to talk about forgiveness first, because there's a lot of things that could warrant a forgiveness, but you can't because you're too scared or you don't want to get hurt again. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory. I don't know if any of you guys at school or at college ever got a little bit picked on, where you got shoved or you got a name call in or something. When I was at school, I was always bullied. For my religion, because my dad was in a wheelchair, because I wore hearing aids, basically because I was different. And I didn't want to forgive those people because that was too hard to let go of something that hurt me really deep. And when God said to me, and back then I heard him like I do today, I learn different things as you grow older, you learn with him and you grow with him. But he said to me, can you please forgive them people that were treating you not very nice? And I went, well, if I do that, God, then that's going to bring up emotions in me that's going to hurt. But then also, I don't really want to forgive them because they've hurt me. And God goes, but do you remember what I said? I said, no. And he went, yes, you do. I put my son on the cross to die for you. And just before he died, he said, Jesus shouted out, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. And I was like, God, that's a really powerful verse. They don't know what they're doing. And he goes, I'm going to give you something, Katie, that if you trust me, you'll see. And I went, okay. He goes, I'm going to give you my glasses to put on, so you see what I see in them people that are not the nicest to you. And then you can tell me if you don't want to forgive them, which is fine. And I was like, all right then, I'll do it. And so there was this one girl in particular that would like to slap me across the face, or would like to push me down the stairs, take my money away from me. And God went, she went to hit me and I stepped back. And God went, there's your glasses. And I saw broken, lonely, lost child of God. And when I saw that, I cried. And the girl was sat there laughing at me. Oh, she's crying, I ain't even hit her. And I went, I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying because I know that you're hurt. And she went, no, I'm not, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. And I said, God, I forgive that girl. Because I see her through your eyes. She didn't know what she was doing. She didn't know whether it was going to hurt me or not. Well, she did, but she didn't know why she was doing it. And it's the same with the people that were on the cross with Jesus. They didn't know what they were doing or saying, but God said, I forgive them. Forgive them, God, forgive them. And I think when I come back to looking at that girl and seeing what God sees, it's the most incredible thing, because God sees everybody like that. But he also sees what is the most precious thing. So he doesn't look at your flaws. He looks at your beauty, your kindness, your love, your embrace, your happiness, your self-control, because that's what he, like that fruit of the Spirit, that's what he wants. He wants all of them for you. Now, the forgiveness side of it is so hard. And I've been there and I've done it and it hurt. And I still find it really hard to forgive people when it needs the most. But if I don't forgive people, how can I walk with God and see clearly if I don't forgive the people that are in front of me? Now, I know there's so many people here today that have either been bullied, that are feeling that has been hurt today by what I said and bringing up emotions, but it's okay because God's going to heal them. Because God, the next letter and the next word is love. Now, I was really struggling to have friendships at school because I didn't want to get hurt. And I didn't want to put my trust in someone that would potentially hurt me and kick me to the floor and that'd be it. And God said, did I ever leave anybody behind when they wanted me to, like, they were throwing stuff at me and they were causing me all this pain and they stuck a spear in my side and still I said, I love you. And I was like, God, we have a powerful God that actually is the most powerful thing, that actually, if anything was to come against us, he would go, no, stop. And have that barrier up for you because he loves you. Because he wants to take that pain. He wants to take that fear of going into the unknown, of being picked on or being bullied or whatever, and take that and take it into love. Now, I am standing up here today not because I want to preach to you guys that, oh, you should forgive people. But actually, what I want to do is plant a seed in your heart to say, actually, you forgive people, you will see a completely different light. There ain't no like way of, oh, if I forgive them a little bit, that's going to be, oh, that'll be all right. I'll just forgive them a little bit. No. Forgive them all of it. Let God take that pain and anxiety and that fear and all that hurt that's inside you. Let him take that away, but then fill you up with love. And I'm standing here today because I know that there are kids in this room, and I'm not going to say too much, but I know there's children in this room that are getting bullied today, and we need to stand up for them. We need to stand there for them and plant that seed and say that forgiveness, that love, and that security that you have in your family and in God will change the way that you see them bullies, and that you will go with a positive attitude instead of a negative attitude. So I just want to say today, guys, that you're all so completely and utterly loved by the King. And he forgives you every single day. You say a swear word, he forgives you, Anne. I don't know, you say something wrong to someone, he forgives you. He doesn't need to forgive you, but he does, straight away. There's no hesitant, straight away, forgive you. And I just want to pray that all of you today, that seed that I've planted by talking today, because God wanted to plant something in you guys. Forgiveness is the biggest key for walking in freedom. And I will stand here today and tell you, I still am learning to forgive, but I am walking in freedom. And it is okay to let them hurt, come out in order for good stuff to come back in. If anyone has been affected by this today or wants to talk about it, I'm quite happy to talk about it. I might have to sit down. Can't stand up for too long, but I'm quite happy to talk about it. And then there's other people in this church that will pray for you. But I'm so lucky to call you guys my family. You guys are all incredible. And yeah. Thank you. Okay. So there's a song here. There's two people I've been praying this song over this week. And I really feel that you need to listen to the words and just let it sink into your heart. I've been praying over Linda Arnold. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I've been praying this song over Linda Arnold, and I've also been praying it over this lovely lady here. What is your name, honey? I've just been saying it's the girl with the blonde hair when I pray. Shania. Shania, that's... What a cool name. I'd like to be called Shania. I know. Ah, see me. Oh, mate, I love this house. It's brilliant. Right. So it is. It's called Living Hope. No, it's not Living Hope, is it? Holy Forever. That's another one of my favourite songs. And the lady in it is Cece William. Has anyone heard of her? She is powerful. She has me and Emma was like, watch this clip that she did. And the angels just took over her body. And it was incredible. And I just want you to listen to it and just to watch on the video, which we've got up.
Song of ages to the land, and all who've gone before us. You will always be holy, holy forever.
Thank you for your amazing love, your most incredible, incredible hugs, and that you are always holy forever. You are such an amazing, 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 amazing dad, father, king, beloved. Thank you for everything that you're doing in this church. Thank you for everything you're doing in my life. Thank you for being just the most incredible person, well, spirit you are. And thank you for walking this earth like you did all them years ago, hanging on a cross for us just to take away everything that we feel.